The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the word of life. So, you've probably heard the story about a man who was praying to God, and he said, God, can I ask you a question? God's like, sure, go right ahead. The man said, you know, I know that your timing is not always our timing. So what is a million years like to you? And God thought about it and said, well, it's kind of like a second, you know, to you. And the man's like, well, I know that your ways aren't our ways. What is $1 million like to you? And God replied, $1 million is like a penny. So the man smiles and says, well, God, can I have a penny? And God cheerfully responds, sure, just a second. All right. So yeah, so that's funny. That's funny. Okay, I'm no comedian. I'm not going out on a stand-up circuit, but I kind of think Jesus was a bit of a comedian, and that his followers laughed at his crazy stories that he told that made no sense, or that made perfect sense, and they just thought them funny. Like this story about a woman who day and night pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds on the door of a rotten politician. We don't know any of those, do we? Who could not care less about her plight. Finally, he gets tired of it, the day and night knocking on his door, and he sticks his head out the window and shouts, "All right already! Knock it off! I will give you what you want if you will just leave me alone." And the listeners laughed because they knew this woman. She always got the wrong end of the deal. She had no one to look out for her because she was a widow. And in that society, she had nothing. She had no social status, no rights. She was basically invisible and extremely vulnerable. There's a reason in the Bible why the prophets are always calling to communities of faith, to the people of God, saying, take care of the widows, take care of the orphans, take care of the foreigners in your land, because they were all people who had no rights. They had nothing, no advocates. Jesus' listeners also laughed because they knew about this despicable judge. He was absolutely appalling. I mean, so appalling it's funny. He doesn't care about anyone or anything, and yet he's a judge. And they laughed because this powerless, persistent, poor woman completely annoys this self-centered, stubborn, and rather cynical judge with her cries for justice. And finally, this rotten judge does something good in spite of himself. That's funny. But as we consider this story, and that Jesus was using it to teach about prayer, suddenly it seems not very funny at all. Because we know too well what it's like to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and to keep on praying persistently and earnestly, unceasingly, knocking on God's door. But the answers don't come. And then if they do come, they don't always come when or how we think they should. And often difficult things happen anyway. Things like divorce or disease, disasters, death. Jesus tells us that God will not delay, that God will help, that God will grant justice. But what about those times when help and justice just don't come? You know, sometimes it is easy to lose heart. Because we do live in a world where there isn't always justice. A world where the poor get poorer, the rich get richer, those in the middle are having a harder time to make it. A world where bad things happen to good people. A world where those who have power and privilege win pretty much every single time. The vulnerable are still expendable, or at the very least, kept on the fringes where they are less visible. If an unjust judge in Jesus' story acts, does something good because simply he's tired of being annoyed, why doesn't a God who we believe is loving and gracious, compassionate and generous, why doesn't this God just swoop in and make everything right? And I honestly don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. That's my struggle, like Jacob was struggling at the river with one he had hoped was a messenger from God. That's kind of a struggle I have with God. Unfortunately, Jesus doesn't tell us either. He says, God will not delay. God will help. God will grant justice. And so we believe. We believe that God will come. Sometime, God will come. I think Jesus told us to be persistent in prayer so that we don't forget that we can talk with God always about everything. So that we will embody that hope that this really is true, that God will help us, God will provide justice, that God is with us. In God's time, in God's way, which are not always ours, God will help. That's God's promise to us. You know, Jesus knows that life is not always going to be easy. In our lifetimes, we'll be plagued by many challenging and sometimes heartbreaking questions and situations. Jesus doesn't want those things to break us. So he tells us, be persistent in prayer. Keep talking to me. Keep a relationship alive with me. And don't lose heart. Jesus offers us a little glimpse into what God is like with this strange story of the persistent widow and the unjust judge. I think in doing so, he also offers us a glimpse into who we are as human beings created in the image of God. We cannot separate who God is and what God does with who we are and what we do. The concerns of God's heart for the most vulnerable are to be the concerns of our hearts. Like that judge in this story, each one of us has the opportunity to grant mercy and justice to those who are most vulnerable among us. Who are those in our community? Who are the most vulnerable? Who is it? Any ideas? Say that again. People who live on the street who don't have a home. People who are poor. The more than 200 unaccompanied youth trying to make their way through our school system. You know, our question is how are we going to respond to the need for justice for any vulnerable child of God? Jesus said, even an uncaring, non-believing judge granted justice and mercy to a vulnerable one. Will we? I think that's what Jesus was getting at when he ends this story with that question. He asks, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Faith isn't just in our heads or in our hearts. It's not just what we think or how we feel. It's the way that we embody the things for which we pray. The way we embody and live out, put flesh on our prayers for peace and healing. The way that we live out our prayers for justice and mercy. The way that we love and care for the most vulnerable among us. I don't know why some prayers are answered and others are not or don't seem to be. But I do know that we are to keep praying. That we are to continue to be in relationship with God, because that relationship always propels us to be in relationship with others. We are to be persistent and to not lose heart. We are to keep living out those prayers, because sometimes we are God's answers to someone else's prayer. God wants every single person, especially the most vulnerable among us, to be able to live fully as a loved child of God. As the people of God, we are called to be prayers in action. We are called to live out our faith, live in hope. Yes, even as we question and as we wonder, we are called to act with justice and to love tenderly. Because that's who God created us to be. That is who we are. Amen.